and welcome back to Throwback Reviews Podcast. My name is Sean, and with me, as usual, my good buddy Rob Flacco here. What's going on, bud?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's end of June. Summer is definitely here now. It's hot. Not as hot as it's been for you, but it's hot up here, too.
Jesus. I got a funny story for you. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday. My daughter turned 11, and tomorrow is my wife's birthday. But of course, it's the other way around. Yesterday was my wife's birthday. And tomorrow's my daughter's birthday. But I'm confused because they wanted to do my daughter's birthday party over the weekend. So we had my daughter's birthday party on my wife's birthday, which you're just going to get in trouble. You know what I mean? You're married. You got kids. You know what I mean? If you say happy birthday to the wrong person in the wrong order, there's going to be problems.
You know what, though? Honestly, I mean, I know not all listeners but would know, but knowing how Susan is, I don't think that's true.
So the weather forecast about 2 weeks ago, the weatherman came on, and there was a map of the United States, and there was just this big red circle in the middle. And he said, this is from La Nina, I guess, which is the opposite of El Nino. He said, this is called a heat shield, which I've never heard of this. And he said, it's going to be hot from now until September. Okay. So like when I get up in the morning, you don't even need to check the temperature. Like it's going to be hot. Like all I have to do is check a calendar, right? Like if it's in September,
so hot.
No, right. So, about a week ago we scheduled the community center pool. You can reserve the whole pool for a pool party, like after hours. So we reserved the pool. What's the weather report, Sean? Hot for 3 months. Morgan invites 20 of her friends because you pay $100 and you get the pool for the whole night and they give you lifeguards and everything. It's a good deal.
Really?
Yeah. We sit, so she's got 20 friends coming. Some of those friends, their little brothers and sisters are coming. Moms and dads are coming. It's going to be a great time.
So it's one price and have as many as you want, or whatever the pool capacity is.
It's $100 for 2 hours. I mean, and I don't know how many people the pool can hold. I mean, I don't know, a couple hundred. I mean, it's the community center pool for the whole town. You know, there's diving boards and slides, and I mean, it's a great deal. We step out of the house yesterday, and you know what I see? Rain clouds. How could this be? They just said it's going to be hot for 3 months, right? And I'm like, oh, well, don't worry about it because it's just some gray clouds. Then we're driving to the pool. We start seeing lightning. I'm like, well, this could be bad, right? But I'm like, now we're old school. You and I are old school. When I was a kid, we got to swim when it rained because you're not going to get more wet. Right? I mean, you're already in the pool. My parents would be like, have at it, you know. We get to the pool. The party is from 5:30 to 7:30. We get there, and at 5:30, they say, you can't swim for half an hour after we see lightning.
After you eat dinner?
That's another
thing.
That's
what they used to tell
us. I used to eat dinner in the pool. It didn't bother me. So, I mean, when we get there at 5:30, there's lightning. So they say nobody can swim until 6 o'clock, and then it's 6:01 and 6:02 and 6:03. And I have at least 30 kids in swimsuits looking at me. I'm like, I didn't order the rain. You know what I mean? And so Susan, she's a Girl Scout leader. She's saving the day. She's like, oh, we're going to play this game and we're going to play beach ball, this and that, and I'm just like, all I'm looking is like children with tears, like all they wanted to do is swim and there's no swimming. We had the first swimming pool party where there was no swimming allowed at the pool.
Did they ever get to go in though? Because I did see a picture of Morgan with goggles where she just was that to keep the rain off the top.
It was
head.
To keep the rain out because about 6:30, it just started pouring down. And then people just started leaving. They were like, well, and this is the other thing they told us. They said, well, you can reschedule for free, but you have to cancel the party by 6. So then it became this gamble like, well, if it dries up, we already have everybody here and the kids are in swimsuits and they would be able to swim. So we would have to send everybody home now, But anyway, Susan called and they said, "Oh, you can reschedule anyway." Susan's very nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see if you know you're rescheduling because of your own reasons, personal or whatever. But
yeah,
I mean, when you got the weather coming like that, if they can't have some compassion for a little girl's birthday.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
so that's pretty bad.
So we are getting the pool again in another few weeks. But yes, when it was raining, she just put her swim goggles on and went out and stood in the rain. But, yeah, so, but it's all birthday time over here. It's that time of the year. Having my wife's and daughters on the same day, it's good to get them out of the way, you know? I could always remember what week they are.
Yeah, right. Well, but it's her birthday tomorrow, so yeah, you guys going out to dinner or doing something?
Yeah, we're going out to dinner, and then it becomes this thing like, when do you get your presents? Like, I don't know how you were, how your family was when you were a kid. When I was a kid, you got your, we would have like a birthday dinner, and that's when you got presents from your family.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of did something like that as well.
So even if you had like a party, like I might not get presents from my family. I wouldn't get that till my birthday dinner, you know?
Yeah, right.
Right. But around here, it's like a birthday week. Like it seems like they're always getting presents. I don't know. Like, you know, my dad, you know, gave them, he's like, oh, I don't want to give them stuff, you know, then. So it was like, he gave it before the party. Then they got stuff at the party and she's getting stuff tomorrow. It's like Hanukkah, but for birthdays. It's like 7 days or whatever of presents. I don't know how it works. It doesn't work that way for me anymore. I can tell you that.
No kidding, man. No kidding. I remember too, as you got older, like your early teens and teenage years, it's like, one, you would just get money to go buy. Like, I remember my mother one time, I wanted to get some CDs. She's like, here, I'll give you some money. Just go get them, but don't, you can't have them yet. You can go pick them out.
Right, right.
And so I went and did that. And it was at a record shop, but it wasn't a mom and pop. It was like a local record shop down in Buffalo called Home of the Hits. It was like everybody knew about Home of the Hits. And they would sell, you could trade in and, you know, get money or whatever. So I bought a bunch of used CDs because it was cheaper. But then I also took them out because they weren't sealed. You know what I mean? Like they had a shrink wrap on them. So right. I just took them all out. And I was like, here, mom, I'll get them on my birthday. as they're all in my car.
Nice. Well, I got to tell you one other story real quick. I went to Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. I went there for work, and we took a family vacation, so we stopped by some other stuff and then went there. And on the way back, I got to stop by the headquarters of the Amigos podcast. I don't know if you listen to the Amigos.
They're on our network.
Throwback Network. They are, as far as I could tell, the most popular Amiga podcast in America. I mean, English speaking. You know, there are a couple of others, but they're not English. You know, and so their show is really popular. It's really good. And they said, hey, if you stop by, you know, maybe we'll record a little something. And I like, you know what? I am Flack from You Don't Know Flack. I will stop by for a minute and help you with your podcast, you know.
how kind of you.
Exactly. I'm like, you know, I'll stop by. I'll give you a hand. Let me tell you what.
Let me show you kids how it's done.
Exactly. I go in. We go down into the – John is the host. That's where they record it from, is John and Aaron. I go to John's house, go down to the basement. First of all, entire full studio complete with green screen. They've got a whole wall set up for green screen. They got chairs, mics. He's like, oh, here's my lighting kit. They put stuff on. I mean, it's like more professional than like the TV news station.
Right.
They've got it wired. And then he says, oh, we're going to go over to this. He's got a different system set up. We're going to play some games and record the video of that. He's got cameras and boom mics and lights. I mean, these guys, it was like a professional. I felt like, boy, we can't have anybody else on this show. They'll know that we're not professionals. These, you know, in his game room, he has like a pinball machine and a May machine. So he says, hey, well, I'm getting the lights set up. You can play some pinball. We don't have pinball for our guests. We don't even have guests normally.
No, we have nothing.
No snacks.
We had Ferg on a few weeks ago or a few months ago or something. One time this year.
Yeah, but we don't have pinball for people.
No.
We don't have a green screen. They have a green room. They have a green room. It's like where guests can wait before they come in. It's very, it's very professional. But all kidding aside, I did have a really good time recording with those guys. And it's always cool to see like what other people are doing, like how they do their show and stuff, you know. And
oh yeah,
it's pretty awesome, man.
It sounds like it. Very cool.
We did not watch a movie though, but for this show. We did watch a movie. And what movie was that, Sean?
We did watch a movie, and it was a 1985 classic, Weird Science.
Weird Science. Can you say that without going boop, 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 boop?
No, I've actually done it the past few days in my head.
You say it at work, you know, you're walking around. Somebody's like, you ever seen Weird Science? And then you go boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
That'd probably get your ass kicked, but, you know, you'd be like a retro. A retro beating.
Yeah. Stuff you in a locker, pull your shorts down, tell everyone at work to, hey, look at us.
Pour a giant icy on your head.
Yeah. Well, in case for some reason somebody listening to this has never seen Weird Science, which I guess it's possible. I mean, Christ, there's movies we've done and I'm like, yep, I never saw it. Oh, Ghostbusters. So I shouldn't just assume that everyone has seen it. So if you could, Rob, why don't you give us our little summary of Weird Science?
Well, it's see, it's catchy, isn't it? Weird Science, you know, it's a pretty simple movie. It's a movie about two nerds. These two guys are unpopular in high school. Their names are Gary and Wyatt. And they are not popular at all with the ladies, which is something I don't know. I can't really relate to. In high school, you know, but these two guys, you know, are not popular with the women. So what they decide to do, oh wait, it's the opposite. Yes. Now I remember that they never talked to me. But it turns out that Wyatt has a much better computer than even I had in the 80s. And so, Gary and Wyatt decide to use Wyatt's computer to create a computer simulation of a woman. And so they feed all this information for, you know, they get information out of magazines and pictures and they want to build a simulation in the computer of the perfect woman. But just as they're doing this, lightning strikes. And of course, all this crazy things, there's we see some clips of Frankenstein on the television. And so this woman that they have built in the computer actually comes to life. Her name is Lisa, and Lisa shows the boys a good time. And of course they, use Lisa to build some, I guess you might say credibility, a little bit of respect from the other high school kids. But Lisa's ultimate goal is to get the kids to, you know, be able to make it on their own and get laid. Yeah. The two weird science. That's pretty much the plot of Weird Science. I mean, it's not a really deep movie. It said that the budget was $7 million, and in the U.S. it grossed $23 million, so that's pretty good. Wow. And $38 million worldwide.
Yeah, this is definitely a fun movie. I enjoyed this one for sure. Did you see this in the theater?
I don't think so. I think I was a little young. This is 85, so I would have been 12. For me, this is definitely, and not only was it a cable watch, you know, probably HBO.
Yeah,
but then we had videotaped it. So my buddy Jeff and I, every time we spent the night together, which for a long time was pretty much every weekend, you know, or at least every other weekend, we would watch this movie. I mean, this was one of those. And you know, you have to be at a certain age and it has to be the right movie, but we picked up so many quotable lines from this. I mean, this was definitely a big part of our teenage years.
And did at any point of all those days you guys spent together, did you ever go into either your mother or his mother's drawer and put bras on your head? Honestly, Rob.
I'm going to have to plead the fifth. I can't really say.
I was just going to say that was part of the movie. And I guess, you know, we'll talk about when they get into the scene, but that was a part where I was like, that's his mother's bra on his head.
Right. And his buddy is wearing the other one. Right. So
yeah.
Well, the buddies that we're talking about, Gary and Wyatt, are pretty much the stars of the movie, along with Lisa, the virtual computer girl that they create. Gary is Anthony Michael Hall, which I'm sure most people know. He was in Vacation, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, Edward Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands was that movie where he'd been away for a couple of years, and then when he came back and he was all buff. Remember that?
Yeah.
And, you know, now when you see him, what was I was just watching some dumb, Tom Green. What was that movie? Freddy Got Fingered. Remember that? And,
yes. Was he in that?
Yeah. He was the guy that he was trying to get the cartoon deal with. Like he was trying to go see at his office, and he goes to the restaurant, and it's weird seeing Anthony Michael Hall in adult roles. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, to me, he's this
guy. Because he's known as that like smart-assy kid.
Right, exactly. And then we have, is it Ian Michael Smith? Was Wyatt. He got out of acting. He left after this, and he is currently a professor, which is good because I don't know what you thought. I didn't think he was a great actor in this movie.
Not at all, no. No, Anthony Michael Hall. Yes, I love him as like that smart assy kid. Although there was a little something in here that kind of got annoying to me, which I'll talk about after.
Yeah, this guy Wyatt. I mean, every scene that he's in, he looks like he's about to crack up or like he's smirking or something. It's really annoying. But anyway, and then we have Lisa, played by the beautiful Kelly LeBrock. Now you tell me. Now how were you? You're same age as me. You're younger in 1985. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 41.
No, in 1985.
Yeah, in 85, I was 11.
11. Scale of 1 to 10. How hot is Kelly LeBrock at that age?
20.
I'm going to go a million.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at any point, I mean, the plot of this movie should immediately have become how they're going to keep her forever. You know what I mean? She's not going to age. She's not going to do anything. All she wants to do is, you know, have sex with them.
Yeah, and Wyatt, fell asleep when she was touching her toes or something, she says?
Doing her gymnastics act.
Yeah. Well, and she's like, that's the thing, man. I caught stuff because I honestly haven't seen this. I mean, I saw it a lot as a kid and probably saw it maybe later, like in my later teens, but I have not seen it in a long time. So I was catching stuff in this that I didn't really catch as a kid.
Yeah, there's a lot of little tiny like throwaway lines that stuck out of me this time.
Yeah. But yeah, she was on, and I remember in The Woman in Red with Gene Wilder.
Yes. She was Hard to Kill. She was with Steven Seagal. And never then she did all those commercials. Remember she did the Pantene hair, the one that was.
Yes.
Yeah. What was it?
Say the line, Rob. Oh. Come on. Say it.
Don't hate me. That's my sexy voice. Don't hate me because I'm
Yoda's
beautiful.
Your sexy voice?
Yes. Beautiful I am. Don't hate me.
hate me, you will not. I am.
Man, she was hot. She's still hot. She's like, can you imagine like if that was your mom or your grandma? You know what
no,
I mean? Like,
no, because I wouldn't think the same thing, Rob. Jeez.
I know. She's still
That's
hot.
That's because you're from Oklahoma.
I would be like,
we don't think that way up here north.
This is my hot grandma. Look how hot she is. That's how I introduce her.
Grandma, let me put your bra on my head.
Then we got Wyatt's older brother who comes back, Chet. It's Bill Paxton. So everybody knows Bill Paxton from Stripes, from Aliens.
Oh, what a good prick he played in this movie,
too. Oh, my God. You know, one of the I know later on we've got written down our favorite quotes and stuff, but the one that stuck with me my whole life is he's trying to get a still drunk Gary to throw up, and he says, I know what you need. How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray? I don't know why that stuck with us, but I mean, I could tell you that I know Jeff has tried to order that at Taco Bell in the drive-thru. Like, you know what I'm in the mood for? I'd like a nice, greasy pork sandwich. but yeah, he is like the just ultimate jerk big brother. I mean, even above and beyond, you know, like friendly big brother stuff. I mean, he is
Was he in like the military school, or was he in the military and he just came home to visit or something?
I think he was in military. Know. Yeah. Oh gosh. I think he was maybe in the military. I don't know. The thing is that his look, he looks like he's 30 in this film. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like a big brother. He looks like he's been, away for a while or something. But, then we have the two bullies, the guys that have been, pestering Gary and Wyatt, and they are Ian and Max. Ian is Robert Downey Jr. Of course, now today people know him as a good guy from the Iron Man and the Avengers. He was Sherlock Holmes. He was in Less Than Zero. He was not a good guy. Did you ever see that, Less Than Zero?
Yes, a long time ago, and he was messed up in that.
Yeah, he was. And
I don't know who he was so messed up. And then James Spader or James? What the heck is his name? The guy who was he was the druggy, like drug dealer. The guy from
Pretty in Pink. That's him. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, side tangent, but they were both awful in that movie.
Yeah, that was a rough one. He was also in Firstborn, which was a throwback review.
Episode 34. Yeah, he was. That's right. Yeah.
Yep. So
he was kind of schmoozy on the mom, I think.
That's right.
With his mother. Yeah.
Yep. So there's a throwback. And then we've got Robert Ressler as Max. Robert Ressler is in Nightmare on Elm Street 2, but I will always know him as Hook. The leader of the Daggers, the bad skate gang from Thrashin', which is another throwback review.
Throwback.
That was
number
13.
Episode 13.
We could do Thrashin' on every episode. We could. I love that movie so much. We could talk about it every time. And then we've got the two girlfriends, Deb and Hilly. Deb is the blonde. That is Suzanne Snyder. She's been in a bunch of B-horror movies. She was in Killer Clowns from Outer Space. She was in Return of the Living Dead 2. She did a bunch of TV episodes. And guess what TV show she was on, Sean?
What one would that be?
It
My
was
favorite?
Your favorite, Murder, She Wrote. She was on an episode of that. And then we have Judy Aronson. She was Hilly. She was in Friday the 13th, Part 4. You know when you click on an actress on IMDb and it says best known for Friday the 13th, Part 4, you don't have to dig that
That's
far down.
That's not a good thing, yeah.
Right. But she was an American Ninja, but I didn't remember her from that. But
she wasn't on Murder, She Wrote.
No. So she's out. But if you want possibly other than Anthony Michael Hall, but even bigger than that, the biggest name associated with this movie, it's got to be John Hughes, born in 1950, sadly passed away in 2009. John Hughes wrote a couple of movies, including 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, all the Vacation movies, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Some Kind of Wonderful, Great Outdoors, Uncle Buck, Mr. Mom, Home Alone, 1, 2, 3, and 4, Dutch, Curly Sue, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which we just did. Then he got into the later years. He did all the Beethoven movies. He did Dennis the Menace. But yeah, he did pass away. But man, one of the greats. I mean, if you like 80s films at all, you have probably seen and fallen in love with at least one John Hughes movie.
Yeah. Didn't we do Great Outdoors as well?
We did Great
Outdoors. John Candy.
Yep. We did Great Outdoors.
I get that movie and Summer Rental mixed up sometimes because it's like they're the same movie. Just one's at the beach and one's at a lake house.
They are kind of similar, and I just saw Curly Sue. Did you ever see that in the 80s?
Was it like a little redhead or something?
It's a little kid with curly hair, and she's homeless, and she's hanging out with Jim Belushi, John Belushi's brother. They're trying to do scams on this lady, but the reason why I remember it is because it all takes place in downtown Chicago. As a kid, we would go to Chicago and my dad would say, oh, look, that's the same thing with Adventures of Babysitting. Like he would point out the, places that, were in the movie, man, John Hughes, he just had that way of capturing like the real emotions. You know what I mean? I mean, of course they're made bigger on screen, you know, that some fantastic, you know, like weird science. But you know, the things that they talk about, that these guys talk about, the feelings that they have of being ostracized from the high school. I mean, it's stuff that everybody can relate to.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll kind of get into the movie. You know, one of the things I had mentioned that there was, I had noticed things now that I didn't really notice watching as a kid. And the one thing was the opening. When they're in the gymnasium, I believe they're watching the gymnastics girls, the gymnasts, and maybe the cheerleaders or something.
Right.
When you know, and the guys come up behind him, pull their pants, and go, "Hey, look at us!" But they're talking about, you know, oh, what I would do is take a shower. We'd go out on the town drinking and we party. And I didn't realize before, like, that's the movie. You know, like
right.
What they want to do with the cheerleaders, it doesn't matter who it is. That's what they're going to do when they can get a female. And
the funny thing is that, you know, during the movie, they're not the ones. I mean, when they get in all those situations, they don't want to do it. You know, I mean, she's the one that makes them have the shower. She's the one that takes them to the bar when they're like, oh, we don't want to go. You know what I mean? So it's kind of that thing where, like, you know, teen boys are always big talkers, you know, like, oh, man. Yep. If I had 5 minutes alone with that girl, you know what I would do? Yes, you would stand there awkwardly silent because that's what we would all do.
The shower.
God, what a great scene. Yeah, right after they make Lisa first, which is a scene that I like. Obviously, you know, they have the computer and the scanner and they've got the acoustic modem, you know, where they try to – they dial in to get more horsepower because Wyatt's computer is lame, you know, they, you know, they're trying to build this virtual reality girl. So they're scanning in like pictures of lips and pictures of girls. And, you know, it's just a funny scene because it's like what would be important, you know, and even, you know, because they're nerds, they're like, oh, we need her to be able to play piano.
Yeah, and you have the mind of Einstein, right? Or something
right,
like that.
Right. So, yeah, they put all those things in, but then when she appears, you know, and she's just standing there, and then they go to that shower scene you were just talking about.
Yeah. Well, I like when they have the door, it's a wooden door and it's like stretching and creaking, like it's like rubber stretching. You know, I always like when they do that stuff, but yeah, it's funny, you know, they're in the shower and, they're just standing there in their shoes and in their pants and everything. But, yeah, I remember seeing it as a kid being like, whoa, all right.
Yeah. And then they, you know, pretty soon they go to the blues bar, which is called the Candy Bar. And, you know, that was a scene, of course, you've got all these old black blues guys, you know, and then you have Gary and Wyatt. And first of all, they're completely sober, you know, and my favorite line is when Gary is trying to like break the ice with them and he goes, so, you guys get along with your parents? 'Cause these guys are all like 60, you know?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously it's a movie and you can't create a human out of a Barbie doll and pictures and all that stuff. But, you know, they have no clothes. She could make them clothes. She can give them a car. She could do like all sorts of things. So now they've kind of become cool. I guess you'd say.
Right. Yeah. And then he tells the story about the girl that he broke up, the eighth grade girl, you know, and kicked him in the privates. Broke my heart in two.
She broke more in your heart.
It's such a great scene, you know. And then the scene right after that, I've always thought was weird when...
I hated that scene, actually.
When they're driving back?
Yeah, this is why. Because when he's in the bar, he's got like that bluesy voice. He's like trying to... And I thought that part was super, super funny, you know. But then they're in the car and he's still doing the voice. And then I thought it was too much.
Right, because it's not really the same voice. He's like, he don't even have a license, Lisa.
Yeah, like I understand he's drunk and he's being obnoxious. So, yeah, that was the scene. And that I had talked about earlier, there was a part that I didn't really like. And it was that. Uh-huh. It was the fact that it worked so well in that previous scene that – then they carried it through into the ride home, and I was like, they should. I mean, I know he's trash, but it just didn't work. That blues bar was awesome. The conversations, the guys just getting a chuckle out of him, but then betting whether or not he even makes the door because he's like stumbling and everything. You know what I mean? But did you, you know, I didn't ask you this, and we talked about this last week, you know, possibly watching this with our kids, and I didn't. I was going to watch it with my son, Ethan. He's 14. But I'm glad I didn't, because there's things they talk about, and it's like not horrible, but it's like it's just uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking about, hey, girl, have big old titties, man, big old titties. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to listen to that with my kid.
Big eighth grade. Yeah, that's a little – that seems awkward. So I did watch this with Mason, and he's 14 and a half. And this is the thing that I should know from doing this show by now, is that my memory of these movies is all wrong. I don't remember the awkward thing. So there was one scene that did remember, and it's where basically Lisa tells Gary that they're going to go meet his parents, you know. And so we go to this scene, and it's a 2 or 3 minute scene of Gary's parents, who are old-fashioned and, you know, really kind of not proper, but, you know, not into this older woman, you know, that's dating.
Well, it was almost like it's as if his father, I mean, because Gary obviously is a brainy kid, but his father just doesn't care. It seems like he just doesn't care about anything anyways.
Right. And, this scene goes on for a while, and she's, you know, he's like, what kind of party is this? And she's like, oh, you know, just your regular chips, dips, chains, whips, which we used to always say. And then it gets really awkward, and it's that scene where they start talking about, you know, she's talking to the parents, you know, about what Gary does by himself in the bathroom.
Well, she's not just talking, she's simulating it. And that's did you remember to tell Mason to go get some popcorn at that point or no?
No, you know what? I had the TV on, I had the remote, and I muted it for about 30 or not 30 seconds, but
okay. But when she's reenacting, he didn't know,
right. But here's the thing. He's 14 and a half. So I'm going to say he probably knows what that is, but I just don't want to hear them saying it. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that, I muted, but I forgot like the whole thing in the bar. Like I remember him being drunk, but I remember the story about the girl's boobs and stuff, you know. And then I get all uncomfortable, and what happens is I'll leave. Like I'll be like, oh, I gotta go get a drink, I'll be right back, and then I just leave, you know, Mason in the living room. So but yeah, that scene, you know, and basically at the end she pulls a gun on Gary's dad and is like, all right, well, we're going to the party, you know, which it turns out later it's a fake gun. But I got a question for you. You know, as they cut back to the parents a few times during the movie, and whenever they do, the mom is like, well, what do you think about Gary? And he's like, Gary? Who's Gary? You know?
Yeah, the fact that she, like, wiped the father's memory that Gary even existed. I thought she would just make it so, like, they didn't know they weren't ever there.
Well, I didn't know if at first, like, you know how you might say, like, oh, that person's dead to me. You know what I mean? Like, and then people would say, like, oh, you know, how's your friend doing? You're like, I don't know who that is. Like, being not sarcastic, but
I know
what
you're saying.
So I didn't know which way it was supposed to really be.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that she just wiped his memory of
Gary.
Yeah, like, almost like she did it too much.
He's like, I don't know who the hell you're talking about. And she's got the picture, like the family photo.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. That whole scene I thought was, it was okay. I mean, I'm lucky I didn't have my son watching it.
Yeah. That's really the one that I thought was the most, you know, would be the borderline for letting the kids
uncomfortable.
Watch it. Yeah.
Uncomfortable. So, because, I mean, think about it. We were probably 13 when we saw this movie. But it was different, too, back then. Because, like, I know, like, you know, like, we had HBO and, you know, mom would be, you know, doing whatever or in bed. And I'd be up later watching stuff on the weekends. Definitely got away with more, I think.
I got when I was probably 14 maybe or 15, I got a VCP, which was a VCR, but just a player, you know, like the ones that they used to put in, like vans and stuff like that. But I had it in my room, so I could watch movies and stuff. I just couldn't record off of TV. But, so, I mean, when my friends came over, we would just watch movies like this in my room, you know? So, yeah, we watched this way too much for kids that age, probably.
Well, after this scene, that's where we get to meet Chet for the first time, when they come home all trashed and, you know, and your favorite scene. But I had forgot that he was actually in this movie, and I was like, holy crap, that's Bill Paxton.
Yeah. And like I said, he just seems so much older than everybody, you know, and he's like, you know, you're going to get it when mom and dad get home and stuff. And I don't know. He just seems like he's, you know, 30.
Yeah. Sure,
you know, it's the haircut and stuff, but
I did like the next morning when Wyatt came in and he, it was after, I guess when she did her gymnastics or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he fell asleep and they thought it was a dream or whatever. But then he walks out in her outfit. Right.
Right.
That was that night. Right.
Yeah. Yep, her shirt, and he's wearing her shirt or her half shirt. And,
and her panties. And Bill Paxton's like, put some damn clothes on. He takes off his towel and is just sitting there, and now he's naked. That was funny.
Right, because that's worse. I mean, it would be worse to be in panties than it would to be naked. You know what I mean?
Well, because
for that guy, right.
It was more manly, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. But yeah, he, like I said before, he played that part really, really well. Really mm-hmm. well, being just a total jerk of a brother.
Yeah. As you know, we skip past was the, there's a whole scene, like, you know, after they've got Lisa and she creates cars for them and they go to the mall and they think that they're going to cool, but there's that nobody knows about Lisa. So they're not really cool yet.
Right. And, this actually is an example of what you were talking about with the actor that played Wyatt, because that when they dump those ices over their head, because
the bad guys, right?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. and Hook, and they have girlfriends. They have girlfriends who are kind of just like getting fed up with their shit, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, because they're mean, and it almost seems like throughout this movie, nobody likes them either.
Right. Yeah. For being, I mean, they're supposed to be like super cool dudes, but you don't get that from the other people.
Yeah. It's almost like they think they are.
Right.
And they have good looking girlfriends, but they're really not, like, nobody likes them. And I don't know about you, but we had people like that in school.
Oh, when
I
was for sure. School, yeah.
You know, that were popular, but people really didn't like them.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they were popular. But anyways, yeah, this is an example of what you were talking about with that the actor who played Wyatt, was when they dumped those ices on him. If you watch it, as it's just hitting him, he's like smiling as if mm-hmm. he was waiting for it to happen, probably for the seventh time or
thing, right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he even smiles like, and then uses like a mouth spray or something, but it was almost like he was, I don't know, that he didn't seem to hide that he knew that it was coming or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then they, like I said, they don't start getting their respect until they go out of the mall. And of course those two cool guys are like chasing Lisa, you know, mm-hmm. and who's super hot in that scene. She's got that in her mall outfit.
That
if
scene.
They wanted to make money for me, as a Star Wars collector, I have probably 40 different Luke action figures, which is stupid. You know what I mean? Like, I have Luke on Tatooine, and then I have Luke in his Bespin outfit, and then Luke in his Stormtrooper outfit, and Luke in his Jedi robes. You know what I mean? If they were to come out with a line of action figures of Lisa, like, this is Lisa in her first outfit when we see her. This is Lisa in her mall outfit. This is Lisa in her dinner formal. I would buy them all. I'd buy everyone. But but I would only open the mall one.
Come on, Rob. You're creative. I'm sure Morgan has a Barbie around somewhere. You can, just like they did and they put her on the Game of Life, you could do something like that.
I'll
when they
have to get
her.
My computer and some jumper cables and see what we can do. So
yeah.
So anyway, you know, part of their big plan to get popular, well, basically Lisa says you need to throw a party, and they throw
a party.
I mean, how many people show up to this thing?
oh man, there's probably hundreds there.
Yeah, everybody and
My question to you is, like, I mean, I do remember going to parties in high school that kind of that got out of control.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like this. But what I had never went to a party in high school that had finger foods at it.
Right. Yeah, this is like a grown-up party that kids are at, you know.
And they walk in and it's gone instantly.
Right. Well, it would be. I mean, you know, a bunch of 16-year-olds, you wouldn't be like, oh, I'll try one cracker. No, they'd just eat everything, you know. And then they start, everybody's dancing, right?
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't remember people dancing.
No.
But they do in every 80s movie, when there's music in a party, people are dancing.
Like, in real life, people would try to dance because they were dancing in the movies. You know what I mean? Like, you would go, oh, we're supposed to dance. And then you realize that you don't look as cool dancing as the people in these movies look. So everybody would stop.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And then, you had something here in the notes. This doesn't ring a bell. The girl losing her clothes?
Okay. This is a very memorable scene from back when I was younger. And yesterday.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, okay. So at the party and, they're trying to recreate another Lisa for Robert Downey Jr. and Hulk.
Yeah. Cause that's how they'll be their friends. Right.
Yeah. They're using them. They want Lisa. They're like, no, can't have her, but we'll try and make you one or whatever. And then the same thing happens as in the beginning of the movie, the red clouds come in and everything starts going crazy. Things are getting turned up and there's a girl who's in the room and then all of a sudden it's like she's hanging from the window. Clearly when they shot it, the window is actually the ceiling, the way they shoot the
room thing. Yeah.
Yes. And her clothes all come off, but her bra and underwear, and then she like slides into the fireplace and then out the chimney and into the lake.
Yeah, she just shoots out. And then later on, doesn't a bunch of
I
stuff
may have
like,
paused it at that point to go and get something to drink and then came back and unpaused it and rewound it. No.
Well, there is some stuff that's shot in reverse later, right? When all the stuff, like when they're cleaning up after the party, flies back into the fireplace or whatever thing that had shot out from the night before. But
instead of all that, or doesn't Lisa, basically Lisa knows what something's going on and she creates these guys to come in that kind of like Mad Max, you know. Type of guys to come in and tear up the party so that they can, you know, they have to stand up to this broad to these guys and save the party.
Right. And basically she forces this situation, which, you know, if I were Gary and Wyatt, on one hand, I wouldn't be afraid because we know that she can control everything. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, she has obviously made things that are real. I mean, she made cars that they could really drive around
clothes.
In. Yeah. So she can materialize real things. So it's not like these guys are an illusion or anything. I mean, they're definitely, you know, real bad guys. But they show up and then, you know, the guys give themselves a pep talk, you know, and then finally they come out and they're like, all right, you're going to get out of there, you know, get out of this house and blah, blah, blah. And there's like a little standoff. And that whole time is just like what we were saying. Wyatt has this smirk on his face and it just like ruins that whole thing. Cause Anthony Michael Hall is playing it like totally serious, you know?
Yep.
The guy that the main bad guy that's in there, is Michael Berryman.
The guy with the like the Indian face paint and stuff like that.
Yes. No. The other guy.
The guy from like the hills have eyes. That kind of guy.
You know what's funny is one of the biggest things I remember him from is he was in the Motley Crue music video for Smoking in the Boys Room. He was the principal and he had on like a really fake looking wig and was dancing around. But yes, the Hills Have Eyes, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But yeah, he's very recognizable. You know?
He kind of looks like Sloth before the accident.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
If you watch the scene where he comes tearing into the motorcycle and watch it in slow motion or pause it, I mean, it's clearly a stunt double, but it mm-hmm. looks like Sloth because you know, back in the '80s, they do the stunt doubles and like they'd have wigs on. And if you watch them now right. in slow motion, you're just like, holy cow, it looks nothing like them.
Yeah, especially with DVD or if you watch it on your computer and you could pause it like frame by frame.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. In VLC, I started playing it very slow and I was like, wow, that's a bad cover up.
So, you know, basically they forgot when Gary and Wyatt had their friends in there to make a new Lisa. They forgot to hook up a doll and the wires are laying on a picture of a missile. And so they bring missile to life that pokes up through the house. And so eventually, you know, I mean, the house gets fixed. Lisa does all her magic. And, you know, the guys end up hooking up with the actual girls, you know, the real girls. And then we have kind of sad moment where Lisa's going away, but she's not even a real person. So you know, as a kid, I thought, oh, this is sad. But when I watched it as an adult, I was like, you know, she's a virtual simulation. Didn't seem as sad to me this time. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's her, Kelly LeBrock, I'm very sad that she's leaving my life.
I just thought, well, you can't hang out with those girls all the time. So
right.
Why not just keep her around?
Right. I mean, she could, you know, just snap and give me new clothes and a Porsche and all that stuff. And doesn't seem like a bad friend to have around, you know?
Yeah.
Have a now, missile.
when they come back, because Lisa says, go take them. I want some time alone with Chet or whatever. This is another time where I thought it was something, but it was different. Like, I thought he was a pile of crap my memory was like, he was like a pile of crap. And I don't know if it was because the flies were flying around him, but really he was like a toad or a frog.
Yeah. I thought he was, he's like, don't leave me this way.
Yeah, and then the fly goes around and he snaps with the tongue and he's like, ooh.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I thought he was just a pile of poop, but.
oh, we're so similar.
Yeah, that's. You got anything else for the actual movie itself?
No. It definitely was a fun movie though.
Yeah. Now, as a kid, you know, I was always into, you know, music and soundtracks and stuff. In this movie, I mean, the most memorable song by far, I looked up the soundtrack, is that theme song that we were joking about, Weird Science, which was by Oingo Boingo, which was headed by Danny Elfman, who went on to do a bunch of different soundtracks, of course, like Batman.
Oh, yeah, Christmas, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman's, you know, the original Pee Wee's Big Adventure. So, you know, he went on in his own right. But I found, and, you know, I thought we could put this in the show notes. And if not, you can find this the same way I found it. I just went on YouTube and typed in Weird Science soundtrack. And someone has created a playlist that links to the videos of every song that's on the playlist.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, but I
just checked it out.
Yeah, I went through it and I'm just like, I mean, the songs aren't that, I mean, none of them are other big 80s songs, I don't think. In fact, I didn't recognize a lot of the artists that were on there. So it's not, it's kind of cool to go through, but I don't know. It's not a great soundtrack, but it was a great song. You know, there were lots of, like if you think of the theme of Karate Kid, I mean, mm-hmm. the song's not called Karate Kid. Karate Kid, he'll kick you. You know,
Karate Kid,
right? Right, Batman. Well, I guess Bat Dance was close, but you know, but I mean, this is right here. It's Weird Science. I mean, you know what it's about, and it's you know, that weird kind of Oingo Boingo sound. So that song is great.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that has gone. That's for like a lot of movies. I think. Where you hear one song, it's super popular, mm-hmm. you like it, and then you listen to the soundtrack and go, man, I never heard that before. But I also remember, it doesn't matter. Let's move on. I'll get sidetracked.
That's all right.
No.
on, you know, I always do a thing where we go through cultural impact, like I look on eBay and stuff like that. There weren't a lot of, or any, I don't think, Weird Science collectibles. Like there's not Weird Science action figures or anything like that. But there was a TV series that spun off from this. I don't know if you ever saw it. I looked on YouTube and just watched, you know, a couple of clips here and there. But it ran from 1994 to 1998.
Yeah, no, yeah, I didn't know anything about
I didn't realize it was on that long. Now, I will tell you something else. On IMDb, there is another listing for Weird Science. And I remember when this news came out a couple years ago, and it said that there is a remake in development. Now, the last news article that I can find about this is from 2013. So there haven't been any updates since then. So I don't know if this has fallen off the radar. I kind of hope it has. The director that was associated with it was the guy that was behind 21 Jump Street, like the remake and a couple of things. So there's one little paragraph about this on the Wikipedia that says they were talking about possibly making it more adult humor, you know, pushing it kind of like they did with 21 Jump Street and that stuff, a more R-rated. I hate to see that because this is a kid's movie from a kid's point of view. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I could see PG or PG-13, but, you know, make it an R-rated. I hate to see them do that to this.
Yeah, but we talk about that. We say that all the time. We don't want to see any of these things remade.
That's true. Yeah, no matter what the rating is, I don't want to see a remake
ever. You know, it's just not the same.
Nope. They'll have some, you know, they'll get 50 Cent to do Weird Science. Yo.
50 Cent, is he still relevant?
I don't know.
I'm being serious. I don't know.
I'm so outdated. I don't know who it would be. It would be somebody. Is there somebody Chains?
I don't know, man. I don't listen to modern music, man.
You know what? I heard it all at the pool party with the 11-year-olds. They were all playing all that crap. That would be my point of reference. So yeah, I really hope that they kind of leave it alone, but you know, if they think they could make a dollar off of it, then I'm sure they'll do it.
Let them, I mean, whatever, like, you know, Red Dawn, I've never seen the remake.
Right. It doesn't hurt me for it to be out there. And I'm sure in this one, they will, you know, they'll be like, oh, we could remake a girl using our new iPhone 7 from Apple running OS 7, blah, blah, blah. The iPhone 7.
It'll be one big Apple commercial.
Yeah, the whole thing.
It's really what it'll be. Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, I'm sure there'll be name brands and the
and her name is Siri. Right, what is my name?
Everything will have a beep, thing beep on there.
Right, Siri. You know, the noise it makes?
Yes. Siri, bring me. Tell me a blue story.
Oh man. Well, I gotta say, I don't want to say I'm rough on a lot of movies, but here's the thing. I did like this movie a lot. I definitely enjoyed watching it, had a good time with it. It still holds up for me. Like it did as my memories, you know, served, you know, and some of the movies don't, I mean, but that's just how it is, you know? Yep. I mean, you remember something a certain way and then you watch it, you know, 20, 30 years later and it doesn't my take on it is just because this is Throwback Reviews and that's what we do. We watch, you know, old movies mostly is what we do. We know we do some other stuff, but I'm not going to just gush over stuff if I don't really like it. You know what I mean? I want to be real about it. If I think it's garbage now as an adult, mm-hmm, then that's how I'm going to feel, but not with this at all. I definitely enjoyed this movie and, you know, I'll probably watch it again. I was talking to my wife about it and she, you know, she's like, oh yeah, I really like that movie. So we'll probably sit and watch it sometime.
You know, there's a lot of variables between us liking a movie way back then and liking one now. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, it was a different era. It was the 80s. We were different ages. You know, we were teens or preteens. So, you know, to watch one now, we're not in the 1980s and we're older. We have a different perspective. And in a lot of cases, the movies themselves haven't aged well. I mean, we've watched movies where, you know, there's like, you know, maybe racial jokes or, you know, like things that are insensitive that in the 80s you could get away with. And now when you watch it, you're like, ugh. You know, it's just not, it doesn't, not in today's culture, you know? So,
right. Yeah.
Watching these old movies for it to still come off as a good movie today without the nostalgia, without all that stuff, there's a lot of hurdles for it to have to pass. But for me, I'm with you. I think this movie passes them all. I would watch this movie now, even if, I mean, I feel like I would still enjoy it today, even if I hadn't seen it as a kid, you know what I mean? I feel like
absolutely.
It's a good movie. You don't have to have the nostalgia part.
Right. But yeah, and you know, it really, my point is I enjoy doing this show, but I enjoy the fact of being honest about whether I like it or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
We get no kickback for loving these these movies, and some of them are garbage, you know, in my eyes compared to what I thought they were as kids' eyes. So,
well, you know, and like I said, when you're a kid, you know, you watch something and you see the different stuff of it. You know what I mean? You see the parts where you're like, oh, you know, the kid wins every race. The kid's amazing, and I want to be like that. So you think it's a good movie. And then when you watch it as an adult, you're like, really? This 10-year-old just outran a bunch of adults? Like, it doesn't even make sense. So from a movie aspect, it's not a good movie, you know? So you may have had good memories of it or whatever.
Yeah. But, I love Weekend at Bernie's when I was younger. Right. But watching now, that thing's garbage.
Yeah.
As, you know, but whatever. That being said, yes, I definitely like this movie.
Good.
And
good.
I will, I'll watch it again.
Yeah. You know, this is I've got a plan. I think we should start doing this. You should start doing this with your kids as well. There's a lot of movies from the 80s. This would be a great example that I would like my kid to see, especially the 14-year-old. But I'm not comfortable watching it with him. So I want to start like this little secret thing, like where I put a movie on a USB stick and just slide it under his door or something. And then he'll watch it in his room on the laptop. And then when he slides it back out, like, I know it's time for another movie. And because I'm okay if he watches it. I just, you know, I can't watch it with him.
You know what I might do is just say, hey, maybe if you want to watch this movie, it's really good. I'm gonna skip all the espionage and just be like, hey, Ethan, watch Weird Science.
Right. You're like, I'm going to the store for a couple hours.
Yeah, you're like the guy in Cloak and Dagger. It's in the Twinkies. Give me a pack of Twinkies. And the secret message is in the Twinkies.
Flack to Lady Ace. Watch Weird Science. Flack to Lady Ace.
What do you want now?
Right. Now he wants us to watch. That's the thing. My kids think that watching 80s movies is a punishment. Like, they'll be really careful. You know, they both know, like, one time, I said, like, oh, have you ever seen this movie or something? And Mason said no. And then Morgan goes, oh, no, now he's going to make us watch it. Like, it was some bad punishment.
My daughter is pretty cool with it. And even my youngest son is, like, he loves the A-Team. We started watching The Fall Guy a couple months ago. Excuse me, but Nicole, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I was folding laundry in the living room. So I said, what am I going to do? And I started looking up YouTube stuff on my phone and casting it to my TV.
Right.
And I was watching like the playlist that you just mentioned on YouTube. It was a playlist for all 80s commercials and everything, you know. And my kids were watching them. They were getting a kick out of them. And Nicole's just like, that is the one thing I can't stand watching. And you're watching commercials from the 80s. And I was like, what the thing is like, now you don't have to watch commercials with DVR, but back then you had no choice.
Yep.
So they became part of the nostalgia.
You know, there's, I have a VCR hooked up to my computer so I can take videotapes and dump them into, you know, AVIs or MP4 files. And there's a thrift store not too far from me that just has piles and piles of VHS tapes that people have donated that are all like handwritten, you know, like so-and-so. And I will buy a stack of those at a time and come here and watch them. And, you know, years ago, I would look for videotapes that I would convert over and save. But now I don't want the movies. I want the commercials, you know? So I go through the stack whenever we go by there and I look for older movies, you know, and then the worst, unfortunately, are the ones that came from HBO or Showtime because there's no commercials. But man, when you get one that was, you know, on NBC or CBS and, you know, every 5 or 10 minutes and you hit those 3 or 4 commercials and it's amazing. Like at the beginning of this show, I mixed up my wife's birthday and my daughter's birthday, but I mean, let me tell you, protecting all the things you own, like cars and trucks and mobile homes, accidents or tickets too. Call, we'll take care of you. 524-1541. Stupid commercials from when I was 5 years old are still filling up.
Remember that
spots in my brain. You know what I mean? And you know, I'll watch these things, and a commercial will start, and I'll go, I don't know what that is, and then halfway through, I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember this. You know, and I'm singing the Lego My Ego song or whatever. Whatever else is coming on.
That's awesome. I love those commercials.
Oh, God, they're awesome, man. So
maybe some episode we'll do a thing on commercials.
Hey, we should do that. We should round some up.
If we only had a folder that had some commercials in them. Because it's only an episode I talked about doing, what, 3 years ago. But
we're getting around to it.
Yeah, we're getting around to it, slowly but surely. Well, that's all I got on Weird Science. Definitely enjoyed it. Definitely.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yep. Same here. I thought it was a good movie. I think it stands the test of time. I think, you know, the things that the kids are upset about or whatever the things they're trying to do are things that kids still go through today. So it's not one where there were a lot of things like, oh, this could have been fixed if they had cell phones. Like, that's what I think a lot of times when I watch these old movies. I just think, boy, if that guy had a cell phone, then this whole movie would be over, you know? But I didn't feel that way in this. I just thought, no, it's kids that, wish they were popular and they make a girl and they go through these things. So no, I still enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Awesome, man. Well, hopefully we can pick another good one for next month. Something that's as enjoyable to watch as this one is. And speaking of kids, I can hear them getting rowdy out in the other room. I specifically said, listen. Don't be morons. No, I didn't say that, but I just told him, I'm like, look, I'm going to be recording. Please keep it down.
You know what I had to do is my son's having a sleepover tonight. And I said, listen, you guys have to leave me a little bit of bandwidth. Like I've got to be online. I'm going to be podcasting. So don't fire up the PS4 and run a bunch of updates. Wait till I get out. Yeah, exactly. So
I know that is running. That's one thing running here. And then I think the PS3 is going on in the other room. So, but hey, everything went smoothly. So we should end this thing now, cut it up and, let this one go because I think we definitely nailed this episode and, like I said, it's all I got. I liked it. I enjoyed it, and I'll be watching it again.
Sounds good to me. Well, where can people find us, Mr. Sean?
They can find us at throwbackreviews.com. There's links to some of our stuff there, but we have Facebook. We have Throwback Reviews Podcast on Facebook. You can just search for Throwback Network. There's is that a page or a group?
It's a group, and we have everybody that has – if you join the group, you can post to it, and everybody, all the podcasters that are on Facebook that I've been able to find are also in there. So, people are sharing their shows, and commenting on stuff. So yeah, everybody's having a good time in there.
It's awesome, man. And that's the other thing. You got to check out Throwback Network. I mean, there's just so many good shows on there. You can just have hours and hours of things to listen to. So definitely go to throwbacknetwork.net to check that out. And, lastly, if you want to give us some feedback, you can send it to feedback@throwbackreviews.com, or you can even call the voicemail, which is 716-243-2709. And if you haven't listened to You Don't Know Flack this week, oh, who knows when this is coming out, but go check out You Don't Know Flack, all of Rob's podcasts. You go to robohara.com, right?
Yeah.
Or robohara.com/podcast.
Yeah.
And, you got some really cool stuff going on there. I don't know if you want to, you talk about it on your shows, but check it out. He's got some new stuff and, I think you guys will be happy with it. And that's really all I got, man. I think that's going to wrap up this episode, Rob.
All right. Well, good news. My wife just left the house. She went shopping, and I think I know where her bras are. So,
sweet.
Go downstairs, put some headgears on, fire up the computer, and see if I can make myself a lady friend.
All right. Well, with that, until next time, thanks for listening. If you'd like to contact the show, you can send us an email at feedback@throwbackreviews.com or leave us a message on our voicemail at 716-243-2709. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/throwbackreviewspodcast and Twitter at @throwbackreview. And don't forget, we're also part of the Throwback Network. Go to throwbacknetwork.net to find more retro podcasts.